So it is the final look at sports this morning. Fulham boss Marcus Silva has warned against reading too much into Brentford's poor form when they head to Craven Cottage tonight. Now the Bees have lost all four of their Premier League games on the road, but Silva feels those bare facts do not tell the whole story.
It's true that they have been scoring many goals, but at the same time conceding too. And it's going to be tough, but they know how it's going to be tough for them to come to Craven Cottage too. And now derby, London derby, local derby is always more special than is always a tough game.
Yeah, I remember last week those clocks turned. They added an extra hour. So that one kicks off at 10 p.m. tonight. Now the semi-finals for the Carling Knockout have been confirmed. Richard Spay will face Makesi FC. Marie Magellan to welcome Sundowns. How did we get here? Well, I'll tell you how we got here. It was quite an interesting round of fixtures. Makesi beating TS Galaxy 1-0 in Mbombela. Mamelodi Sundowns too good, too strong. Shushan and Piano 4-0 winners against Kaizer Chiefs. Marie Magellan, they stunned Stellies 1-0 yesterday. And then, of course, Richards Bay at the Kings Relating Stadium beating Cape Town City 5-4 on penalties after the match had finished in a goalless draw. The thoughts of coach Brandon Trutta.
Some of the key players, we knew they were coming here for a win, and it was never going to be easy. The likes of Kamo Mapotso, probably one of the biggest players in South Africa. Rutsi Maringe, Asim Domingo. He played 5 DDC boys today and started with them, and it's some debuts as well. Siabonga Dube, and there's a lot of positives, but make no mistake that this is where the hard works, where they will be rewarded.
Yeah, so well done there to Richards Bay, the only KZN based side still in the mix in the Carling Knockout. And then Max Vusumuzi Verstappen climbed up from 17th on the grid to win the Sao Paulo Grand Prix, one of his greatest victories, taking him to the brink of a fourth world title. Lando Norris of McLaren had a rather difficult race, finishing sixth after a couple of key errors to fall 62 points off Verstappen, with 86 points still available in the final three races. The maths is very simple now. Verstappen will become world champion if he leaves the next race in Las Vegas on the 23rd of November with a lead of at least 60 points. So I think if he wins it or finishes in the top something and Lando doesn't get a point, it'll probably be over. And I thought it was a perfect opportunity for Lando to close the gap yesterday, especially starting from pole. But also well done to those Alpines. They finished second and third, Esteban Ocon and Pierre Gasly. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.